Hi, I'm Jennifer Rash with TAB News. I'm here with
Debbie Campbell with TAB News.
And we are talking with Bobby Riggs from Audio Video Excellence, AVX for short, right? That's the way we call it.
Exactly.
All right, so AVX is not new to us, but new inside of TAB. We have now got AVX equipment all throughout our TAB office, helping us with our digital and media needs. So we brought Bobby in to talk about what they do and what they might suggest for churches and some different technical aspects and media aspects of what might be the latest trends out there. So
yeah, some of the things that we can offer churches are, in addition, just like the AV, regular AV in a sanctuary, projectors, sound systems. We do live streaming. We do unmanned cameras. We recently worked with Northbrook Baptist Church in Coleman, Alabama, and they replaced all of their, they had like three manned cameras out in the middle of the sanctuary, and we recently replaced those with some little remote control PTZs. So that way they were able to free up some volunteers to work in other areas while still getting the same exact camera shots and same exact feel that they have for their recording and their live streaming as well.
So, Bobby, you're talking about like the recording of a worship service?
Absolutely.
Is that what you're thinking?
Recording of a worship service. Yeah. So that way they used to have three people sitting at cameras throughout the sanctuary recording and live streaming the worship services every Sunday. We automated that process for them. So one person can sit back up in the booth with a little joystick and almost like playing a video game, and they can work and switch between the different cameras and different camera shots, and actually added a couple of camera shots for them.
Very interesting.
So it's fun. Yeah. And then that, it's always good to free up volunteers and get them to other, there's never enough volunteers to go around. I was in the church world for 15 years, both part-time and full-time, and it seems that there are never quite enough volunteers to go around.
If a church is interested and they want to look at updating, how do you go about working with that? Do you come out and do a free estimate?
Absolutely. We come out and we talk to the people in the church. We find out what they like about their old system, what they don't like about their old system. We see if there's anything with their old system that is still good that we can continue to use, so that way, you know, we can kind of value engineer it a little bit. But we'll walk through them the whole way. We'll find out what they're looking to do, and then we'll make a custom design just for them. And that way we can hit all of the needs that they want. Very experienced working within budgets as well. We know how tight church budgets can be sometimes.
That's the next question.
Absolutely. And, you know, and we're good working through stages and saying, okay, you know, you can't jump from here to here in one swoop. Mm-hmm. So what are the steps we need to take along the way to get you there, and kind of future-proof the design a little bit. So, you know, it's not going to be just defunct in 2 years or so.
Great. So,
get them
so you work
longer
a mas-
value.
You work a master plan with
absolutely
them.
Based on their needs and their wants and their desires.
So is it a case where a church would bring you in as kind of as a consultant to think through, talk about, and you can sit down and plan?
What we like to do to go in first is talk to some of the people that actually are behind the scenes in both audio and video, and find out again what they like, what they don't like about their system, and what they want to see, and how we can make that easier for them.
Right. Do you do training?
We do training. We're usually there. Like if we do, like at Northbrook, when we did their very system with their new projectors and cameras, we were there the very first Sunday working alongside the volunteers as well.
Right.
So, they've got that safety net of knowing, okay, you know, AVX has our back. They're going to be here with us that Sunday. And so we did a training on the Friday before. We were there that next Sunday, the very first Sunday for the new equipment, and worked with them every step of the way.
And I believe you're not just a salesperson. Person, you actually have connections within the church work yourself.
Oh yeah,
right?
Well,
is that accurate?
That is true. I spent about 15 years, like I said, both full time and part time as a worship leader, doing youth and college ministry as well. So I know what it's like being up on that stage. And if you, the greatest thing you fear is technical problems, either with the video or the audio. And so, you know, we try to help release that stress and relieve some of that fear and anxiety for that, to make it simple to use.
All right. Well, Bobby will be here all day, so
great.
Come check him
Thank
out.
Thank you so much. I
all
appreciate
right.
it.
Thanks, Bobby.
Thanks, Bobby.